Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to remind you, Saturday from noon until 2, join Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens. And they're giving away some stuff, too, as we get ready for Monday night's big game. One lucky fan is going to win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, the 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand and other prizes, plus another winner is going to take home some tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Bulldog Kia in Athens with Bo and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dogs win against Kentucky. And Mike said it. They got off to a fast start. How much did we talk about this last week? And more importantly for me and the picks they covered.
yes.
But, you know, as we said, Kirby doesn't care about that. He's just trying to get his football team to play the best that they possibly can as they move along through this journey. Mike, what did you make of this Kentucky game and the win? Because, I don't know, I'm not going to say it was boring, but it seemed fairly easy for the Dogs.
I mean, we talked about the Kentucky physicality. They want to make it physical. Well, Georgia ran all over, 183 yards. You know, and Gunner accounted for 48 of those. 19 was his longest. But good, effective running from Chauncey Bowens. You know, Frazier, we were talking about, is Frazier going to get back on the field? Yes.
He is.
I don't know if they made him carry a football all around campus last week. But, yeah, they were able to do, you know, the things you expect Georgia to do. I just, and again, there's no reason to get, you know, some of the secret stuff that you're going to maybe need later in the season out there. I don't know. Just maybe a more dynamic play calling. They ran it pretty good. There was a couple of, I didn't like the interception. You know, that's obvious, but they do stop and they get a three and out right off that. So there was no harm, no foul. Kentucky couldn't do anything with the ball. And then, you know, we can always debate Bobo, and I've seen a bunch of video breakdowns, different fan websites, the guys that cover Georgia. A lot of these are both in the Alabama game and the Kentucky game where Gunnar Stockton is not seeing, you know, they're open receivers. And they're down the field, and these are touchdowns. So we're talking about big game, big momentum, big plays, Carl.
Yeah.
So Bobo has put a scheme together where his skill position guys are open and Gunner's not seeing it, you know, and that's got to improve. I mean, this is a tough game. Jordan Hare, under any circumstances, is a tough out. And if you look at Auburn's schedule, I have to remind Auburn fans, they get totally hosed against a really good Oklahoma team on the road.
Yeah.
And they were certainly respectful in their loss, respectable, I should say, to the Aggies. It's a good team.
I think so, too. And that's what's crazy about the SEC. Like, Florida this week, after that big win against Texas, goes to Texas A&M. That's a night game this weekend. Watch what happens. Like, this is the craziness of the SEC. It's so unpredictable, Mike. And the Auburn game now, it feels like, all right, not that they're on life support, but if they beat Georgia.
Oh, it's their Super Bowl.
Correct. It just changes the trajectory for them. Now, Georgia's right now, it's early in the week, 3.5-point favorite on the road, over under is 46.5. But the thing about Georgia's defense is they dominated Kentucky's run attack. You're going to have to do that against Auburn. You know going in, Mike, they want to run the football. That's the bread and butter of what they do. But they held the, you know, Kentucky to 45 yards on 22 attempts. While we're talking about the Dogs, let's hear a little bit of Kirby talking about the fast start, because this was key for them to get the dub last weekend.
Yeah, I was excited about our guys getting a fast start today. I think that was the goal, to go every game. But to start early and start fast, I thought we had good energy on offense. I thought they had a good plan in terms of how to execute. Every time we play them, it's really physical. It was physical again. It's always going to be physical. I thought some players had some good individual performances. We still have a long way to go to improve, to get where we want to go. We are not as efficient and together as we need to be, but we are physical and we are resilient, and we do have guys that believe in physicality, which is going to keep you in every game.
They showed you that resiliency in the Tennessee game.
Right. You came, I mean, especially, and by the way, you don't make this like we're bashing Gunnar Stockton. The throw, the dime he drops on the fourth down, that's one of the great throws you're going to see in Georgia history. Yes. Any quarterback, go back to Fran Tarkey, to that dime he dropped. It's just kind of weird because if you're watching TV Friday night and you see Carson Beck, you brought it up earlier. And you said, you know, what would Carson Beck be here? You got technically better receivers for Carson Beck than he had. Now, Carson Beck, it wasn't all about guys dropping balls. He was throwing guys in the other jerseys to football a lot at times last year.
But your team led the conference in the country in drops.
Right. That is also undeniable.
That is part of this discussion.
So if Carson is here with this offensive line, which I can now say a makeshift offensive line, because they've had to move pieces around with injuries and other things. I mean, would he be okay? Would they have pulled off the win? Would he have seen the things that Gunnar? I think he would see some of the things that Gunnar didn't see. It's just so funny because now talking to, you know, dog fans, Carl, on social media, We get all this revisionist stuff. You know, let's be honest. You didn't like the Lamborghini. You didn't like him dating them girls from. He was just dating one. He wasn't like he was
dating both.
Though that would be something. He was dating one of the Cavendish
twins. That would have been news.
But it just seemed like it was a bit of revisionist history. Yes, you were ready to run him out, and he left. But he did pursue. He was going to probably declare if the injury brings him back. This will be one of those deals if Georgia has a ceiling here with Gunnar. Now, I know that Gunnar's he's not along in his career where Carson Beck is. He was thrown to the fire against Texas and certainly against Notre Dame last year, Carl. But Carson Beck, some dog fans, if he goes on to win a Natty with Miami, they go, what the hell?
Yeah.
Although he's surrounded by tremendous talent, and because Cristobal has recruited at the level that Kirby's recruited, and they've been able to kind of keep it there. Georgia's just, like a lot of other teams in college, they just don't have the depth. Same thing Texas is going through with their offensive line.
Yeah, I just, specifically about the quarterback position, though, he's just playing better than Gunnar right now. It doesn't mean that they'll play out that way for the rest of the season, but I just get a sense that you're going to have buyer's remorse, and you're going to say, if he played this well, why didn't we keep him? You made this decision, Georgia, in the offseason to move on, and maybe it works out for both. But I'll tell you somebody else who's playing better. And it's obvious in the numbers. Ty Simpson is playing way better than Gunnar Stockton. Guys, he's got 13 touchdowns, one pick. The Florida State game was a mishap, and you go, what is going on? Since then, He's been money. Over 1,400 yards. He's got more yards than Carson Beck. And I think both of those teams, here's the similarity. Great on the outside. They've got great wide receivers on the outside. For Georgia, if you spend all this money on the guys on the outside, then why aren't we seeing more down the field stuff? And Mike, I'm over this saving. What are you saving for? like seriously, when I hear people say that, like, oh, they're for what big game? They're all big in the SEC. You can't save anything. You pull out what you need to pull out to win a game, and then you move on to the next one. Guess what? If you want to stop a dynamic passing offense, this is what we are. This is what we do. Good luck.
But
you can't sit on plays because, well, we're saving that for down the road.
I just, like I said, I've seen enough of these videos where, look, Gunnar is still learning on the job, but he's just not seeing the field the way Carson Beck is. Carson Beck's an upperclassman. But why did you spend the money on Zach Branch? He's got two touchdowns. He's one of the best athletes on the team. Give him the ball. Find a way to get him in space. And then you've also got the numbers, and this was, I apologize for not having the website, but one of the Dog Nation or somebody put this together, comparing what Monken's screen level and the rate of passes. Basically, because I know Mike Griffith, every time I bring up Monken, he's like, oh, Monken wasn't all that. So, okay. So Stetson Bennett was the greatest quarterback to ever dress out, better than Matthew Stafford, better than Shock, better than David Green. I mean, okay. I mean, all of a sudden now, I mean, you've got all these players you picked up in the offseason that are supposed to be the difference to help you do the things you're just talking about.
Yeah.
So where is it?
No, I don't know.
Unless Gunner's just not there yet.
Well, and I think that's what the discussion is.
He's good, but he's inconsistent. How about that? So we're not it's not like we're killing him.
No.
You know, people hear things.
No, they're winning, and I don't know where that is from. That's an inaccurate statement there from Mike Bell. I think
I was killing Carson Beck last year.
That's true, you were. I think, that, Mike, they're winning. But there's levels. There's just levels to this, and that's all. At the end of the day, we're going to see how this plays out. But if you're telling me right now that you believe that Georgia, and I asked one of our callers this earlier today, are they a national championship contender? I said no. Why? Why? That is the question. And if it's not, well, they don't have the defense they had in 2021 and 22. We know that. So you need something to be great. That is where you're seeing these quarterbacks elevate. And that eventually is what's going to have to happen to our guy Gunnar Stockton. And by the way, I hope he does. I wish, Mike, they let him go. It's almost like they have limiters on him, and they're going, hey, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to protect you and throw it short. And screw that.
It is strange, though, you know, again, kind of a reality check. I was talking about the defensive numbers. I was looking at third down percentage and red zone defense, and Oklahoma's up there, Ohio State's up there, Miami's up there. You know who's not up there? Georgia. Because they turned it over. Look, you don't just lose guys like Jalen Walker and just, you know, hey, we're going to just run it back. So that's just, to me, and you and I brought this up earlier, I mean, this is no blank, Sherlock. Those 21-22 defenses were like Olympic-level defenses for Georgia.
Historic.
You just don't have that right now.
No, they were. But when Kirby's putting 10 guys in the NFL every year or whatever it is, I can't make excuses. Like, you know this routine. 10 of you guys are leaving, and like half of you are going in the first round. The rest of you guys will see you in the league, and we're going to come back and fill the void.
Right.
Everybody would love to have the opportunity to have what Georgia has when you talk about putting guys in the league. So we can't use that as an excuse for it. There was a time, do you guys remember this? Mark Richt wasn't putting anybody in the league. There was a time where this was actually going on. Now it's like, if they ain't from Georgia, that's right. A problem. There are general managers who are focused in on Georgia talent because of how Kirby and his staff gets guys ready for the league. Mike, that's a benefit. But it also means that the next group is going to be, they're going to get the same coaching and the same benefit. You got to step up and play better, man.
But this goes back to the debates we've had with, you know, Connor Riley and Mike Griffith. Can you find better coach? Can you close the gap? Okay, season's not over by any stretch. You got one loss.
Big season.
But you've got to grind it. Nobody in the, with all due respect to the Big Ten, is playing Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, right? I mean, who's playing that? You know, that's what we get into. You know, I know it's apples and oranges. Well, not really. Auburn, Ole Miss, you do get an extra week for Florida. But you know, again, that Florida defense, we talked about how good they look, and Lagway's got his healthy receivers, and now they're playing with confidence. So Georgia, fix it. Find a way to get this guy to get. He's got to be looking at. Here's the film. Here's the tape.
Yep.
You got. I Mike Bobo, I put you in a position. Why are you not seeing that guy streaking the end zone with nobody around him?
It was.
I hear you, Barbara Dooley.
It was. All right, man. We got to get out of here. Chrissy's got the bridge show tonight. By the way, Hawks preseason. Yeah. Hawks fever.
Catch it
at Houston. 7:30 pre-tips at 8.
H-Town.
And then Kansas City at Jacksonville. That game's going to be on WAOK, our sister station. So the Monday night game, you can still listen to. 7 o'clock pregame, kicks at 8:15. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. But Chris has got the bridge show. Then you got Hawks basketball tonight. All right, Day-Day, great job, man. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guest, our buddy DJ Shockley stopped by. Great stuff from Shock today. If you want to hear what he had to say. And bang, Steve Holman, the voice of our Atlanta Hawks. He is in his 41st season. Calling Atlanta Hawks basketball. Pretty impressive milestone. Congratulations to Steve as that gets underway tonight with the preseason. All right, Mike, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
You know, it's so funny. Sometimes you just got to say, hey, that guy's a dummy. That guy made a stupid play. That guy deserves to be chewed out. That's what used to happen to us going all the way back to, like, Pop Warner, Carl, in high school football. Talking about Amari DiMercato. How about a nice tall glass of Amari DiMercato?
Make it two.
This is the guy that, like, drops the football at the goal line, made famous by DeSean Jackson back in 2008. And since then, subsequent new big dummies have made the same play at all levels. Why? How, Sway? How?
How?
And now some people, I got to be honest, have got the nuggets to say, oh, Jonathan Gannon went too far. By what? Running over to the player and going, what are you, blanking stupid? Because he was, and they blew a 21, which would have been 28-6 lead. When you're a bad football team, you do stupid stuff like this, and the coach is right. I hope the players' union doesn't make a beef. I don't think he hit him. He definitely brushed up against his player. Carl, what would your old coach would have done? Pow! Right in the kisser.
And everybody would have been cool with it. Hey, man, Jerry Jones might be in the news again. No, he's not trading anybody. He gave a Jets fan the finger.
Oh.
Yeah, MetLife Stadium. Fans are going in. Cowboys win 37-22. Fan says a couple of things to Jerry, and there comes the finger.
I was telling him I thought he was number one.
So the question is, what's the NFL going to do? If you're going, well, there's no precedent. Actually, there is. 2009, Bud Adams, who was the owner of the Tennessee Titans, right? Got fined $250,000 by the league for making an obscene gesture towards a Bills fan.
Oh.
Dave Tepper, Carolina's owner.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
$300,000 during a 2023 season when he was caught on video throwing a drink in the direction of a Jacksonville fan. Panthers lost that game, by the way, 26-0. I would have thrown drinks, too. Point is, Jerry is about to get fined, or at least we think he is. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you picked a fight with a Dries truck driver in an alley.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.